Oh, it offends me to the soul to hear a robustious, periwig-painted fellow tear a passion to tatters, to very rags, to split the ears of the groundlings, who for the most part are capable of nothing but inexplicable dumb shows and noise.
Well, Henny, you better hang on to your bear bodkin, because you're going to hate this. It's John Malden and T. Quillen, your hosts for the Inexplicable Dumb Show, starting now.
Hi, and welcome to episode 239 of the Inexplicable Dumb Show. I'm John Malden, and this week we have Brad Oxenham, part 2. We're going to have Brad sit in for a little bit to pitch a show that he's doing and to hopefully drive some tickets to a local theater that we have here in Nashville called Boiler Room Theater. So let's get right into it, baby.
If you like what you hear on the Inexplicable Dumb Show, why not take a minute or two to fill out our listener survey? By filling out this anonymous survey, you'll make it possible for us to attract potential advertisers so we can keep bringing you the show for free. Go to our website and click the listener survey button to start now. www.inexplicabledumbshow.com.
Hey Putz, get off your fat tookus and do something. I'm tired of yous laying around complaining about this and that. Forget about it. It's all you say. You bum.
Shut up already, Frank. Oh, God, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. I'm sorry. He gets wound up around the first of the month. You know, when you're supposed to pay the rent.
Now, give Frank a big tip. Hear about auditions, booking gigs, and other theater work around the South. Next.
All right, so I've got week two of Brad Oxenham here in the studio.
Glad to be back, man.
Thanks for sitting in again. So yeah, last week we fixed the world's problems here in Nashville of all the different kind of theater and what theater should do, and basically it boils down that they should just hire us and get out of the way.
No. I wish it were that simple, but no.
Yeah, no. I said everything would work out when I become king one day. you know, we like to pimp our shows and pimp other people's shows and that sort of thing. So, Brad, the actor now, we've talked with Brad.
Put on my different hat. Hold on.
The business manager, Facebook guru last week, and now we're to Brad the actor. So, Brad the actor. What do you've got coming up for us?
I have a great show. It's
25th. I hope so. You know, nobody says I have this really bad show. Well, I have this awful show.
Well, I have had those, but I'm not.
No, I know we've all had them, but we never say, you know, no, not so much.
Well, tell you what, the next one I come on, if it is one, I will say I have this really horrible one for
no,
you
don't
to
do
see.
That. Don't
okay,
do that.
All right, I won't do that.
But career the one preservation,
the one that is really good that I do want everybody to come see is 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee over at the Boiler Room, and it's opening, August. I was about to say April. August 12th, running through
You're
September
late.
13th. I am very late. I've had a busy year. Lay off me, man.
Yeah, right. All right, so opening August, what's the role? What are you doing?
I'm playing the role of William Barfay, surprisingly. And I say that with all the confidence that, you know, Jamie and Brandy, the musical director, producer, and director have in me. But I'll be honest, when I got the role, I was like, really? You want me to play this one? For those of you who are familiar with the show, great. If you're not familiar with the show, William Barfay, or Barfy as he's referred to in the script, if you look at the CD cover, he's the guy in glasses, brown hair, white shirt, kind of weird looking. But
well, they've nailed that down.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, typecasting, awesome. It's total typecasting.
So how does it feel to play ugly?
Well, it was a stretch.
I mean, they
really
do that for Oscars, you know, so maybe you'll...
Oh, maybe I'll finally get my tenny.
Well, what do they call the first nights? Maybe.
Oh, that's
first
right,
night.
The first night. I'll finally get my first night award for playing the ugly guy. The
ugliest actor goes to. All right, so you're playing. So tell me about the character then.
Well, the character William Barfay is this crazy little kid. Love him to death. But he's the last year's finalist who got eliminated because of a severe allergy to peanuts. And he's back again for his, I guess, last try. We just started rehearsals, so we've gotten through the script once. Forgive me if I mess up details. But he's actually very funny, and he uses a very interesting spelling technique known as the magic foot technique. Spell it out on the floor before you say the word. And because I can turn my foot backwards, as it says on my resume, that's going to get incorporated somewhere in the show, I'm pretty sure.
Multiple-syllable word, and you can just turn right around.
But he's this very interesting kid. I would say he's the comic relief of the show, but every character in the show is just so funny. It really is. And lots of opportunity for play, especially since this is the show which has central audience participation. We're going to get volunteers from the audience to come up and be spellers in the B, of course, just like with every other production of this show. You might remember Street Theaters from last year. I've got to get my Amtrak train of thought back on track.
Oh,
sorry.
Take a small break as Brad reorganizes himself.
Oh, mani padre Okay, getting back. But no, well, it's the character William Barfay has actually created a very big challenge for me, because before this, I didn't consider myself like that strong of a singer. And there's some interesting vocal jumps in this script.
Wow.
I'm sort of a bass baritone, or at least I think I am.
What's the
lower register?
Easier parts to sing.
Yeah,
I mean,
most of that.
Unless it's low bass.
But more
comfortable as a bass baritone kind of thing.
Much more comfortable as a bass baritone. I've tried to hit tenor notes, and I think there was one show I did in 2007 where I attempted a tenor note, and God, I think I threw my voice out for a week.
Go see the opening night of Spelling Bee.
I'll be fine by opening. But the first time we had a music rehearsal, I opened up the book, and it has WB, William Barfay, 8VA, up the octave. So instead of singing this nice low baritone part, I'm singing way up here. So it's going to be very, very funny to watch this little tiny 12-year-old kid sing very high. I swear to God, I'm going to go through puberty again right there on stage.
Breast support, my friend. Breast support.
Breast support.
Support every last inch of note. I can relate to the baritone, maybe even a second tenor, but yeah,
nice.
I did grad school, and I don't think I'm a very strong singer, and I've done musicals, but you know, whatever. But then I got this Working. This is the show we did, and for some reason, every choral group number in Working, they gave me the first tenor part.
Wow, I've had the experience before.
Oh,
I've had the experience before. There was a production of Secret Garden I was in where I was one of the ghosts. I think it was Lieutenant Wright. Turns out that guy has some jumps in there. If you have ever played Lieutenant Wright in a show, people, you are a very good singer, because you go from low to high, like alternating songs. It's just amazing to me. Of course, that was back when I was still very much, you know, lower register in my voice, and I could probably be a baritone tenor too, but not anymore, not anymore. But thank God, Jamie and Brandy, they have all the confidence in me to sing this part right.
It just means you get a great falsetto.
Oh, woohoo!
Yes, I don't know. Okay, so Boiler Room Theater. Give me the dates again.
The dates are August 12th through September 13th. So we actually have a good month-long run.
That's nice. And if I wanted to get tickets, what could I do to get tickets?
You could go to boilerroomtheater.com, all one word, all lowercase. They do have a link up at the top that says tickets, and they do have a little button on the side that says get your tickets online if you want to do that. You can also call their box office at 615-794-7744.
That was so good. Try that again.
Oh, yes, sir. Again, that is, go to boilerroomtheater.com. Click the link that says tickets at the top of the page. It will have a little button that says get your tickets online. Or if you are still stuck in the Stone Age, go to their box office phone number, 615-794-7744.
Well, you know, the Stone Age can does have something to be said for.
Well, if you're on the road and you're like me and you don't have your very cool Android or iPhone, I'll just use the buttons to go there.
You're embarrassing me here with you.
I'm sorry.
My That's a brick phone.
It's a Sony Ericsson Walkman phone. I think the last
God. It's a what?
It's a Sony Ericsson Walkman phone.
You know, Sony doesn't support that anymore.
Yes, I know. And that's what's sad was I think I got this and I got it for free.
Did you get
through
it free?
I got it free through like
T-Mobile?
No, it's still AT&T, but through one of my day jobs out there. I won't say which. I got a special discount, and this was on the free phones list. So I was like, great. And then about 2 weeks later, it's in the GoPhone package. So, okay, fine. And then all of a sudden I read, oh, Sony's not going to support anything about this anymore. Great. So if this one breaks down, I'm going to have to up the ante and go to a smartphone.
Yeah, time.
And pay the $55
internet
fee.
Yes, 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 Brad. It's time to put the big boy pants on.
All righty.
Get a good phone.
Well, can I still, you know, keep the pants off for the interview then?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Awesome. So,
yeah,
free
anytime.
Bar. Free bird.
Yeah,
here we go.
Anytime. Just walk on in and throw your pants off.
But no,
your wife says that too.
Oh, if only.
Well, here at the Dumb Show, we do counseling. It's all public record.
Wonderful.
But anyway, so you found out the phone numbers and the website, and if you're listening to this and you're not near your computer or near a smartphone, if you're like Brad, please, when you do get that opportunity, I'll put that information on our show notes at www.inexplicabledumbshow.com. Well, break legs, man.
Thank you so much, man. I hope you come out and see the show.
Oh, I will. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
If you love the Inexplicable Dumb Show as much as I do, don't be shy about it. Go ahead and wear your feelings on your sleeve, or at least your chest. Head on over to our Cafe Press store and wear your support for the IDS proudly. www.cafepress.com/dumbshow.
All right, so I'd like to thank Brad Oxen for stopping by week two. Wish you much success on the opening of your show, Boiler Room Theater. I wish you much success and may you have a profitable run. Wherever you, the listener, wherever your local area is, please go out this weekend, see a live show, live theater piece. I implore you to. And theater artists, theater companies, if you want to get your show on the Dumb Show, if you want to talk about your season on the Dumb Show, you want to talk about your announcements of your auditions on the Dumb Show, please, I can't talk to you if you don't talk to me, so send me an email, podcast@inexplicabledumbshow.com, or you can leave me a voicemail, 615-866-1282. We can set up a time to chat, because I'd love to chat with you. Or you can follow us on Twitter, InexplicableDS, capital I, Inexplicable, capital D, capital S. Follow us on Twitter. Get in contact that way. Hey, we'll see you. Bye.
Blueberry. This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No E's. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY .com. Blueberry.com.
Pop Alternative Media.